Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Rosh Hashanah by Rabbi Daniel Landes. This is a special time of the year, and as you are discussing Judaism with your friends and neighbors, please mention the podcast. It's very easy to sign up. Go to iTunes Music Store and just search for Pardes, P-A-R-D-E-S. Please spread the word about the podcast and Pardes. We very much appreciate it. Also, now is a good time to think about joining us at Pardes. We especially want to suggest the Pardes Executive Seminar, which is held both at the end of the calendar year in December and also in July. It's a wonderful week for people of all ages to have a real taste of Pardes. Look on our website, pardes.org.il, under Executive Seminar for more information. This week, Rosh Hashanah by Rabbi Daniel Landes. Rabbi Landes is the director of the Pardes Institute. And now, Rabbi Daniel Landes.
Thank you, Larry. Well, everyone needs a knock on the door. This morning, after a week of traveling for Pardes, and a wonderful Shabbaton, as soon as I got back, or began even before I got back, but I got there for Shabbos, and a wonderful Shabbaton, and Saturday night, before Slichot, I gave a shiur. Of course, all about Tshuva. There's nothing like the knock on the door early morning to say that the building is getting flooded, a leak. And let me tell you, that brings you to Tshuva faster than anything else. What's the whole notion of this Tshuva period that begins, well, it's begun already with Elul, but continues now with Rosh Hashanah, the major holiday? And there's a big competition, as you know, between 2 months out of the year, between Nisan and Tishrei, in terms of all major things that took place for B'nai Yisrael. Tishrei, we know, is Rosh Hashanah, and Nisan is Pesach. And amongst the rabbis, they compete to find out which, what happened when. I'll give you example. I'll give you example here from a statement from Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, "B'nisan nigalu, Nisan atidin ligael. Nisan, we have been redeemed. We're redeemed in terms of Egypt, and Nisan, we will be redeemed further." Tanya. But we have another expression. In fact, I'll take a little bit further up. Not Tanya, but Rabbi Yeshua Omer. B'nisan nivra ha'olam. B'nisan, the world was created. B'nisan, they'll do avot. And in Nisan, the avot were given birth to. B'nisan made two avot. And in Nisan, they also died. But Pesach nolad Yitzchak, and in Pesach Yitzchak was born. So you have some pretty heavy things, including the creation of the world, put into Nisan. And this is besides for Passover. The birth and death of the Avot took place during Nisan. And in Pesach, Isaac was born, meaning was born certainly during Nisan, but specifically in the Pesach day. What about, what do we got on the other side, in the Tishrei side? So Rabbi Yeshua continues, Rosh Hashanah, Yifkada, Sarah, Rachel, Vachana. And Rosh Hashanah, Sarah, Rachel, Hannah, were all remembered by God, meaning they were able to give birth. And we know of the great cries that came forth from all of them individually in order to have the ability to give birth. They wanted it, and they achieved it, and they achieved it dafka, specifically on Rosh Hashanah, and for sure, very directly, in our Torah readings, we know very much about Sarah, our Haftorah reading, and we know also about Rachel and Chana and the rest of the liturgy of the holiday. Further, Rosh Hashanah Yatsa Yosef mi Beit Asurim. It was on Rosh Hashanah that Yosef finally achieved freedom from the from the Beit Asurim, from the prison, Rosh Hashanah, but Lav Odam Yavotenu B'Mitzrayim was Rosh Hashanah, in which the work, the crushing work that was given to our forefathers was fully finished, I mean, it was fully voided in Egypt. So you have a little bit of a switch here, in which you have Nisan, the world's created, and what's the parallel to that? Well, you have the other inverse, and there you know, we think of the world being created in Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, the slavery, the enslavement in Egypt had finished. You normally think of that regarding Pesach. So we see kind of a flip. I would say that there are things that happen in history that don't finish one by one at exactly the times we think so. By the time of Nisan, there are still things to be created within the world. In the time of Rosh Hashanah, we have the end of work given to us our fathers in Egypt. But there's a line in between all this is what I want to concentrate on right now. Rosh Hashanah Yatsa Yosef mi Beit Asurim. Rosh Hashanah Yosef left the house of enslavement. What does that really mean that he left prison? What type of prison did he have? He knew that he knew how to work his way around the prison system. So what do we really have? Gemara in Rosh Hashanah does say this, that he left the Beit Asurim. And the Kabbalistic commentators say, V'hainu b'nation yitosfa bo hei harishona shehi ha'arat olam b'cheirut. Because he received then, was added to him, that first hay on Rosh Hashanah was added to him